Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Got a couple more icebreakers that I want to get to before we dive back into the world of sport. And actually, maybe this one connected to our next story. Danny, what do you remember about your first fight?
Oh, God.
Or can you remember your first fight?
Yeah, first, like, no joke fight where I got in trouble in school. It was fifth grade. Kid named Willie. I won't say his last name because I don't know what he's doing these days. I was a little man growing up. Mm-hmm. I was always, because I was a year and a half younger than everybody else. And I remember I had enough of this guy's crap. And he was damn near a foot taller than me. And I just cracked him in the nose after he pushed me. And my dad always had this thing, and I think a lot of parents probably our age had the same thing: don't ever start a fight.
Yeah,
but if you're gonna get in one, you better damn sure make sure you take care of business.
Sure.
And it was one of those things where the big bully got put in his place. I mean
you got him.
I mean nose bloodied. I mean, it was a wild swinging fifth grader's fist, but He shoved me to the ground. I got up and popped him, and I got suspended.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first suspension.
Sounds like you well earned, though.
Yeah, that was my first suspension. But you know, I unfortunately have spent nights in barred institutions on various continents for fights that I did not start but participated in.
Oh. We might need to peel back the onion a little bit more later on that, or maybe there are international incidents that can't be discussed, but I am intrigued for one.
Yeah, no, we had a full-on roadhouse-style brawl in Germany.
Wow! Over what and with who?
So we were coming back from overseas, and we stopped.
And you were in the Middle East, yeah?
Yeah, we stopped at Frankfurt International Airport, and they put us up at the Frankfurt Airport Hotel, which I think is a 4-star hotel. It's really nice.
Okay.
And we went down to the bar, and we were with some Aussies who were rotating out too, and we had worked with a little bit. And so we were blowing off some steam at the bar there, and we're like, we're looking around. It's the wrong crowd. You know, like, this is a little too nice for us. So we asked around about where we should go, and we went into this bar in Frankfurt, and this is the period of time where a lot of people in the world did not like us, just the U.S.
Just
in general.
Sure.
And we all look the same. You know, we're all tanned, leathered, jacked, all the testosterone in the world. You could tell who we were.
Sure.
And a guy started talking some noise to a buddy of mine and spit in his face. My buddy.
That's usually a good match to throw on the gas can of kerosene.
Yeah. And it was what's funny is he kind of shoved the guy, and then he got laid out by another guy, and that just turned into a full-on brawl. One of the guys involved literally drop-kicked a guy through a plate glass window.
Oh! That does sound like Roadhouse.
Oh, no. I mean, when I say it was out of a movie, man, it was out of a movie. I saw a guy get a bottle broken over his head. I was like, oh, this was like 50 people.
Jeez.
It was bad. Bar stools and anything else that can be thrown gets thrown. It spills out in the parking lot. And One of the guys is with us is a massive human. He's about 6'8", 270.
Okay.
Has fists like ham hocks, but a big gentle giant. But a guy reaches up from behind to kind of grab him and calm him down. We found out later. He spins around and hits this guy in the face harder than I've ever seen anybody get hit. You know, when like right inside the orbital bone, like you just see the guy's face collapse and it makes this crunch sound. Like, you know, when you see a UFC fight, you hear that crunch.
Yep.
It basically stopped everybody in their tracks. But then all of a sudden lights kick on. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a cop.
He hit the cop?
He hit the cop.
Oh, it was
a plainclothes cop. All of us get thrown in the van.
Mm-hmm. That's how many of you?
15 of us.
Okay.
We all get thrown in the van. Well, a couple vans. We get thrown in holding for, I want to say, 5-6 hours before we eventually get out. All the charges were dropped.
Okay.
Like, everybody who was a bystander
vouched for what happened.
Like, we were just chilling, and it turned into that. And
is there any internal reprimand after that?
Well, a lot of wall-to-wall counseling. Mm-hmm. A lot of running until your legs gave out and your insides were outside. A lot of extra duty. Nobody got any ranks taken away. Nobody got any fines. Nobody had any paychecks garnished.
So to a degree, all's well that ends well.
Yeah. Some guys were definitely worse for wear.
Yeah.
On the way home.
Yeah.
Some stitches were had. That was the biggest fight I've ever been in,
okay.
hands down. But I've been in a lot of fights in a period of time. Didn't come up a winner. I got socked in the back of the head at what used to be McFadden's downtown. Mm-hmm. Again, a buddy of mine, hot-headed, got into a fight. I stepped in, and I got dropped like a sack of bricks. Didn't even see it coming. Somebody literally hit me behind the ear, and I was out. Like, there's a 10-minute period of my life that does not exist.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
See, I've never rolled like that. I will step up to defend a friend, but I tend to be the diffuser in a lot of those situations.
I'm not great at that.
Yeah. And I'll talk. I'll run my mouth, but I generally know when to stop. And that is, so I don't get myself into many fights. And then when fights are breaking out among others, I tend to be the one that tries to dissipate things a little bit. But let's get to a professional fight. And one, you've heard about the drama surrounding this team and some of its personnel for a while, but we talked a little bit before the show. I know that right now the like in vogue thing is the behind the scenes kind of in real time show, your full swings, your hard knocks, your stuff like that. And while that's great access and that's fun, I think the best and the juiciest stuff is the stuff that people don't want to say that they don't want seen. And then as enough time passes, they're finally willing to let some of that slip, let some of that be revealed or whatever. And so what we have here is Golden Tate. He went on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. Here he is with Will Compton. And he's talking about Percy Harvin, who had been injured throughout the season for the Seahawks and the eve of the Super Bowl.
All right, so first of all, Percy's a different guy. He's a different guy, and something goes off in his mind, and once he makes his decision, ain't no going back. And so we get to the Super Bowl, and, you know, you get all the media, and they're asking these questions, and they ask all of us, the receivers, and they ask me and say, hey, so what does it mean to have Percy Harvin back? It's like, you know what? I love Percy's game. I think he's awesome, but the truth of the matter, we haven't had Percy the entire year, and we've made it this far. We can't wait to get him out there because he's definitely going to make us even better, but look, we've done it without him. We're fine. At some point, he read the article. Someone read the article and told him the bullet points, and he took huge offense to it. And at the time, I didn't know this. So we show up on a Saturday before the game on Sunday, and I'm just saying, what's up, Percy? What's up, Sid? All my homies. And Percy just kind of got this look on his. He's just got this look like I'm just not having a good day. I'm like, bro, you good? He said, I'm cool. Just give me some time. So finally, I go back up to Percy. He's sitting just like this in front of his locker. And I get like low to the ground like this, like, hey, Percy, bruh, like what's going on? Like, let's just chop it up, talk to it. He's like, bruh, if you don't get the fuck out my face. And I just said, all right, fuck it. And I just turn around and start walking the other way. Next thing you know, boom. He tackles me from behind. He tackles me and his head is like right here. I land on my shoulder, jacked up my neck, and I just got him here and I just started trying to punch him. I don't know if I punched him or connected or anything at all, but I was kind of holding him. They pull us apart. Pete Carroll, Josh Schneider, the GM, talked to me like, what happened? And so I tell him like, what happened? And you know, they deemed that I'm not the issue. They separate us and we go our separate ways that day. We show up the next morning for the Super Bowl and Percy acts like nothing had ever even happened.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's not surprising if you've watched anything around the University of Florida.
Yeah.
Anytime Percy Harvin has like talked publicly or anybody else has talked about Percy Harvin. Like Percy Harvin, obviously, you know, the whole thing about him smoking before every game. Number one, I have to get this out of the way. I don't care if what you do and how you do, whatever, this, that, or the other. Do not tell me you do anything better high.
No. No, no, no.
You don't. You don't.
That's the person that I actually drive better after I've had a couple beers.
No, you don't. This whole like, oh, you know, it took away my anxiety. I'm like, brother, get a Prozac. Like,
yeah, talk to a therapist and get a prescription.
Like, get something else. With that said, and again, I don't care if you do it. You're an adult. Go do whatever you want to do. Like I mentioned it before. I've to cut into my painkiller intake for my broken body. I take edibles. Yep. I don't care.
Yeah.
But the whole idea of like, I play better high. No, you don't. Stop. But that also gives you the frame of mind of who Percy Harvin is. He's an insane person.
Yeah.
Like, anytime you talk to these guys or hear about these guys in the NFL that are like unhinged,
mm-hmm.
whether it be Debo, you know, James Harrison, he's a certified psychopath.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Lewis, bonkers crazy. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Taylor, out of his freaking mind. The guys that are on the fringes of the NFL or just, you know, competitive sports. They're bat-ass crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If so, for you know, Golden Tate, like he showed up the next day, like nothing was ever happened. That's the least surprising part of all of that.
Yeah, and it's also though I think enigmatic. I don't know that people know how much this type of stuff just happens through the day to day of competitive sports, where you have these high T dudes who are ready to go, there's so many feelings involved,
covering
competition,
the Blazers. Everybody's like, oh, you should report, you know, the things you hear. No, you shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. Yeah. No, you shouldn't.
Well, so this, and it's funny, and I have a question for you on the Blazers about this specifically. This made me wonder, like, what team's stories do you really want all the juicy details to come out about?
Yeah.
And I've got a couple of those, but the one moment that stands out for me, just because I think it's hilarious, is the Festus Ezeli speech in Portland.
Oh,
the one where Festus Ezeli had come up, he'd been the big signing from the Warriors, and then he needed surgeries, and he wasn't ready to go, and the Blazers are in a little bit of a funk, gets up in the locker, but he's basically like, guys, you know, we just gotta come together, this is what we gotta do, and CJ's like, dude, shut the F up. Yeah, like, you ain't even played yet, man.
Yeah, like, and those kind of things, you know, that even when that happened, that didn't leak out immediately. Like,
right.
CJ and Robert Covington.
Oh, they had a thing?
They did not like each other.
Interesting.
Did not like each other.
And based on, do we know what based on or just didn't vibe? Like,
yeah, mostly just that, you know, Cove was, you know, made some all defense teams. The way it was told to me was, you know, CJ kind of tried to check Cove and Cove was like, what have you done? And like, I've got hardware, dog. What do you mean?
Yeah. Okay.
And it was, you know, one of those things, which is
battle of egos when you get there. Yeah.
I mean, this happens
everywhere.
All the time. This is not me like talking trash about
CJ. No.
This is the stuff that just happens. Like, that's actually what's been kind of crazy is the Blazers locker room over the last couple of years.
They actually get along.
What a part of their staff or a ethos is they do go after, they target character and mm-hmm. like their one wild card in the locker room is DA.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But his wild card is not, I'm going to fight you. It's just, you just don't know which version of DA is going to be
sure.
there.
Sure. Are you going to get the guy who punches in or not?
Yeah. And that's their wild card. But I mean, Shaden, Scoot, Ant, JG, Tease is probably the biggest a-hole in the locker room. And I say that in the most, adoring fashion.
He's honest and he keeps people.
Yes. Yeah, like, accountable. And he's very level. Mm-hmm. And to the point of where you kind of wonder, there's a little something there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a total smartass. A lot of deadpan. And if you say something stupid, he'll tell you
mm-hmm.
that's stupid.
Yeah.
And it's and I honestly love that about him.
If delivered to the wrong person, that can hit the wrong way.
Yes.
But if you know the person and you know that's how they roll, that kind of direct, blunt nature is very much appreciated by a lot of people.
Tease is very much it's on the road mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
But no, you, when you're in locker rooms and you know guys have beefs and the Blazers teams of yore had issues. And mm-hmm. I'm not even talking about the Jailblazers eras. I'm talking about the Brandon Roy teams.
Sure.
There was the whole Steve Blake, Andre Miller thing that did not go well. I mean, there's plenty of stuff that's happened over the years where, I mean, hell, you'd go to just a couple years later with a mutiny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jamal Crawford is looked at as this guy who's the nicest, greatest guy ever and he's beloved. He was a major part with Marcus Camby of leading a mutiny on an NBA team and getting Nate McMillan out of there.
Yeah.
And it's I have this thing just coming full circle to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a professional sports player who's from Seattle, you're insane. You're insane.
Yeah. Let's see about that.
Michael Porter.
Yep.
DeJounte Murray,
mm-hmm.
Jamal Crawford, Brandon Roy was as a little bit of crazy. Just go down the list of professional athletes, Zach LaVine. These guys are all nuts. They're all nuts.
I never really put that together. Is it the rain and the depressed circumstances? What are we talking about?
If you just look up professional athletes from the Seattle area and you just kind of look at the collection of them and you're like, every one of these dudes has got something a little bit off. It's super weird. I don't know if it's just being up there, the grunge atmosphere or what Seattle generates, but it's really weird. I've gone through and I'm like, you see any names in there that are popping out to you?
Well, let's see. I've also got Apollo Anton Ono, the short track speed skater.
But he was a bit of a weird cat.
Yeah, I mean, and Freddie Couples, the golfer, he's known as a different dude.
Yeah.
Nate Robinson.
Crazy.
Yep. Jason Terry.
Crazy.
Yeah. Jaden McDaniels.
Crazy.
It stands to reason there is something in the water up in Seattle.
Seriously, man. I don't know what it is, but and then you talk about the Seattle football team, Marshawn Lynch, crazy.
Yeah.
Cam Chancellor, crazy. Earl Thomas, crazy.
Russell Wilson, his own brand of crazy.
Crazy. Richard Sherman, crazy. Michael Bennett, crazy. The number of dudes that come through Seattle for whatever reason is a crazy magnet.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.